Well, praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles back up to Romans chapter 9. And let's just keep falling in love over and over with Him. Hallelujah. What a day it has been. Praise God. But in chapter 9, verse 23, it says, that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He had afore prepared unto glory. And I really am just completely smitten, almost speechless, but He enables me to preach. Vessels of mercy. And it does take my breath away. It's the captivating beauty of the blood of Jesus. The captivating beauty of the mercy of our Lord. And what a rejoicing this was. Last week, I had a time to fly a plane to maintenance. And so when I do that, I fly by myself. I better not touch that. I fly by myself. So I have some real quiet time with the Lord. And I was just out there with Jesus alone. And so, as I was flying along, just thinking of Him, thinking of me. See, I think of Him thinking of me. That really makes me happy. But I had a sweet vision. And truly, I saw the vessels of mercy. And I saw those vessels of mercy in the Holy of Holies. And I was there beyond that veil, staring at those precious vessels, those cherubim vessels of mercy coming out of that mercy seat. The vessels of mercy. And it just began to thrill my heart. Vessels of pure mercy. I mean, they're of the mercy seat. The vessels of mercy are pure mercy. And mercy is a lot of things that, you know, that mercy is something some people don't like to talk about. I've heard very sweet people say, and I know that hopefully they said it jokingly, but I don't even like to say it jokingly. You're looking for mercy. What did you do wrong? I'll tell you, you better be looking at mercy always. Amen. Always. Amen. For your own good. Because we're going to read about where joy and love comes from, and it's that gaze. But you had these vessels of pure mercy because they were coming right out of mercy. Isn't that something? See, they're vessels of mercy, but they're just coming out of mercy. Because the cherubim on the mercy seat, that's the lid upon the ark. It wasn't a separate piece. The mercies of Him. The mercies of gold. See, mercy's golden. Mercy realizes that you're going to get beaten. Mercy's one with Him. I was looking and staring right back at the mercy that God had made. That grace had formed. That grace and mercy had given Him their glory. Mercy is golden for Him. Because it's of Him. Praise God. And that's the vision, praise His name, because that vision is only of mercy. See, the gaze of the vessel of mercy, the cherubim, never gazed at anything else but the blood upon the mercy seat. That's all they look at all the time. And here we are tonight. We are those vessels of mercy. And as it says here, prepared afore unto glory. I just, again, how He is so beautiful and He's speaking to us. How He's longed for us. When He tells us this, that you're my vessels of mercy prepared afore unto glory. Do you know how He longed for you? I mean, we're talking ages past longing. And I know time is nothing to God, but let me tell you something. When he's waiting for his beloved, time is something. There's a longing, there's an aching, there's a groaning. He groans. Read Song of Solomon. He aches. He wants to get beyond that lattice and take her, but he knows she's just so beautiful to watch. Can't have her yet in that regard. But he's got her. Now, we are of that glory in his mercy, because from his mercy is his glory and grace. Think of that. Out of his mercy comes that cherubim that is golden, that is all glorious, that is alone, as you know, in that time. Only thing back there was the presence of God and the cherubim. I mean, they were locked away. They were shut up. Huh? Kind of talking about you and him, huh? Now, that's why we praise him and we look for his mercy till he come. Go on over to Jude chapter 1, verse 21. Thanking the Lord. Jude, well, there's only one chapter, but we can call it chapter 1. Let's call it chapter 1 tonight, and we'll go to verse 21. And it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Sweet how the Lord brought that out today. It's often easy to fall in love, but staying in love is another thing. What does it say here? Keep yourselves in love of God. How do we do that? Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, you can look at that a lot of ways, but I thank God I see that as well too, as he's telling me, son, don't look anywhere else but the mercy until you see the mercy face to face. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know I can speak of it. That's how he keeps me in love. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. Now, let us vessels of mercy tonight do even a little bit more rejoicing in the riches of his glory. Going over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. In Ephesians chapter 1, 18, it says, again, this is one of Paul's precious prayers the Spirit put upon his heart. And this is for us, for him, to win Christ. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So here we are again. We see the riches of his glory. See it right there? Riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Brothers and sisters, these are the riches that are in us. And they're the riches that are in us, and we are his inheritance. That's the treasure in the earthen vessels. Amen? It's in us. Praise God. And you think of this, it's from the plan of the Father. The plan of the Father has made this such that Jesus is inheriting in manifold proportions the mercy that was bestowed upon us through and by him by the power of the love plan of the Father. I tell you, man, I just sit there and go, oh my goodness, Lord. But listen to that again. He is inheriting in manifold proportions the mercy that was bestowed upon us through him and by him by the power of the love plan of the Father. Now, how incredible it is, brothers and sisters, to be his vessel of mercy. Yes, it's marvelous, because when you realize that, you receive his riches of glory. You're clothed with them. You're dressed with them. And I thank God, because it just happens to be that all of the inheritance of Jesus, he gets to inherit all of that. It's all him, but it multiplies. Amen? And it's now we've left. We've left. And you have to stop there, because then those things you just can't even utter. But you get it, because that's why you chuckle and you just sit there and marvel. But once again, how incredible it is to be the vessel of mercy, receiving the riches of his glory, which just happens to be all the inheritance of Jesus. See, he gets to inherit that. He does. So we know if this is the inheritance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he must be speaking of his wife. Because it has to be the riches of his glory, praise God, that she is dressed in, clothed in, but even more than that, she's of him. And that's who she is in him. And Christ in her, the hope of glory. Because she descends from heaven having the glory of God. She's clothed with the very righteousness of saints. We understand that. But she is his glory. Through and through. Because it's Christ in her, the hope of glory. Do you see how much more that is? I don't just bestow by his grace the glory of God. I transform from glory to glory to become the glory for him. That's incredible. That's the word of God. That's why she's like him. Amen? She's not just kind of like him or dressed like him. She's like him. Because she's of him. She's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Pretty amazing, isn't it, Alex? Praise God. You're getting kind of giddy like a young roll lover. I got to watch you. Praise God, I love watching you, sweet man. But that's what Jesus does, see? You think this is it. You haven't even begun. The bride is Christ's. She's his. And it's for him alone. And she's the vessel only for his use. Once again, think back there. See that vision. Beyond the Holy of Holies, here come the vessels of mercy out of him. And only he is there with them. That's it. He is, they're of him. The fellowship is one. It's, and as Brother Hill said so many times, and I loved it, I see that organism. Wow. So, let's go on here a second. More incredible, let's go on over to Colossians chapter 1. See, I wasn't so tired, I said first Colossians, see. You'd have known. Pray for me, huh, sister? There we go. But Colossians 1, verse 25. Love this. Wherefore I, and this is I, Paul, am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given me to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Oh, my. Again, just such a mighty, important, profound verse in the Word of God. All of them are. But this is so profound. What was given to Paul completes the Word of God. What was given to Paul completes Jesus. If you ever wondered what that bride will be to him, it completes. She completes him. She allows him to take that precious place on the throne as God. Because he'll be that king and he will have his queen. He will not take it till that point. But even so much more than that, the completeness of that good pleasure of his will, the ecstasy of his heart will be with him. I like that. I really like that. Praise God. Okay, going on. Even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to who? His saints. Not to the world, but to his saints. See, this is far more than salvation. They knew about salvation, but there was a mystery now that, once again, that he's going to make known to his saints. And the mystery is the bridal message. It's just, this is like really spoon-feeding bridal truth right here. I mean, this is it. Get in this portion and just rejoice, because it's right there. To whom God now would make known, what again? What is the riches of the glory of this mystery? See, the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning, alerting every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, complete in Christ Jesus. How it was started, that you would receive, as it said, that gospel that completes the word of God. When you receive that and grow up into that, you will be that complete, perfect man to be presented to God. Hallelujah. So, notice here, as I pointed out, the riches of his glory of the mystery. And the mystery among who? The Gentiles. Once again, if you do have a Schofield Bible, I appreciated Brother Schofield. He knew and marked in his notes as well too, this Gentile is far more than just a race of people. This is speaking of saved ones. These are saved Gentiles. In this context, and how Paul uses the same word in Ephesians, it's the same way. Know and rightfully divide the truth. So these are ones that are already saved, that the riches of his glory of this mystery that he's going to pour forth among those Gentiles. And what we know what this is it's the much the more. Praise God. It's this fulfilling Christ doctrine, which is what? As we read, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Once again, not to just be dressed up. I love the garments. Don't get me wrong. The very righteousness of saints is wonderful. But I love vessels of mercy. I love that I'm of him. Christ in you. See, of him. It's him, isn't it? Amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That was shown to us in splendor. Beyond that veil. Hallelujah. And here we go. Here we go. Once again, the riches of his glory of the mystery. Those vessels of mercy sitting back there in the Holy of Holies, nobody knew what really that meant, did they? They didn't. God told them to build it that way, didn't he? Oh, yes, he did. It was specific. It was exact. You think about those things that they wrote for us. Think about the frustration in a lot of ways. They were building this marvelous tabernacle for the Lord, and then all the intricate pieces. And then here we have the very presence of God, the ark, and the covering of that ark. And here's the instruction. The cover, the lid, is going to be one piece of beaten gold. And by the way, out of each end are going to be two cherubims. And they're going to be over. Their faces are going to be down. And their wings are going to touch over the mercy seat. Now I'm going to tell you, there were ones back then, you know, as the word of God says, like Daniel. And you think about Ezekiel and some of these others. The things that they were shown. David giving this instruction and Solomon performing and bringing this out. Could you imagine their hearts? Lord, what is this? And Solomon, the wisest man that's ever been on the face of the earth, he did not know. He did not know. This was a mystery. The riches, now again, look at what this says. The riches of his glory of the mystery. Those vessels of mercy. They were the riches of his glory. In type and shadow, right there. By the grace of God, the bridal company. And it was a mystery. But now revealed to us. At 27,000 feet in the air with Jesus alone. Back in there seeing it and saying, oh Lord, I see the vessels of mercy. I see this mystery. I see something even more. Praise God in the beauty. But it was waiting to be revealed, wasn't it? Because it was a mystery back there. But who was it waiting to be revealed to? Us. Us Gentiles. Yes, us. Amen. Us. Praise the Lord. To have what? That glory for Him in us. Glory for Him in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You got to stay awake on Sunday night. You know. Amen. So, do you see why truly the prize is His mercy? It's all the transforming power. And here's, think about why you go to the throne of grace. To obtain mercy. And you go boldly. It's the very first thing to obtain mercy. There's a lowliness that's required because, see, lovers of mercy, it brings humbleness to that vessel. The vessels of mercy have a humbleness. The vessels of mercy show brokenness. They're broken. Vessels of mercy are contrite in spirit. Vessels of mercy groan to praise Him. Vessels of mercy are the ones God gives grace to the humble. You see how important mercy is? See, He sees the proud afar off. You can see grace and be thankful for grace. And it is grace for grace. But I'm telling you what, you're not going to take it until you go in there to obtain mercy. There's a lowliness and a brokenness that needs to always be there. And that's why I'm thanking God again. So I was telling my brother, and I've told different ones in these really hard trials, the ones that have broken you. Despairing of life, or just you were, I'm a Christian, but I'm just guttermost. I'm a Christian, but guttermost. Don't ever forget that place. Don't ever leave that place. That place of just awe of Him. The place beyond the veil. The place of the beaten gold. The place, praise God, of His vessels of mercy. Wonderful. Now, finally, a short little encouragement tonight. When you see the depth of mercy's meaning in the knowledge of the Word of God, mercy's meaning in the knowledge of the Word of God, it doesn't just mean receiving the opposite of something. That's way too pale. When you see the meaning of mercy in the knowledge of the Word of God, you know that it's the exact extreme opposite. The exact extreme opposite, completely replacing what was due with the exact extreme opposite. And as you see that, you see it's all what Jesus did. It's all what Jesus did. See, He is mercy. He is. He's mercy. We come out of that. That's what he's just all this beautiful truth and grace and the mercy of our Lord. It's fantastic. Now, stay with this. Now, He's Alpha Omega mercy. He became the extreme opposite. Very God of very God, seated with God, but then being made the worm for us. The exact extreme opposite of what His place was. To the exact extreme opposite of mercy for us. The worm made sin for us, took upon Him the wrath of God for us. He took the place of, and took us, I should say, from the place of dead in our trespasses and sin, and then raised us and seated us together. Praise God. Oh, mercy, mercy me. But even in Christ, brothers and sisters, with what we have, when you truly see that one with the mercy seat, you realize that our mercy that we see is exceeding abundant above mercy. I'm talking from the depth of the most horrible, non-ending, torturous, cast out of the presence of God forever death. That's what he took us from. That's what he took you from. That's what he took you from. So he took us from that. And praise God, by the promise of grace, instead of being cast out of his presence forever, the promise of grace promises us that we will be like him, that we are for him, that we are to never be separated from him. That we, praise God, will even have the exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come with him. To rule and to reign jointly together with him. To be glorified together with him. Because of the exact extreme opposite that he took for us. And his vessels of mercy never leave that. They never leave that sight. They never leave that place of the adoration, the appreciation. But just, you're melted. You're melted before him. And as we read back there in Jude, you want to stay in love like we're talking about? You want to stay in love? It's the mercy. Never quit your gaze at that. Praise his name. We're of him. Amen? We're for him. But we are of that mercy seat. So it's the mercy. It's the exact extreme opposite of what was deserved, and we praise him for that. Aren't you thankful that you do see the depth of your guilt and your shame and your sin? And yes, I'm thankful to God I see my place without Christ in that rightful place of the lake of fire forever. 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 But God. But God. But God. But God. And now, hallelujah, what do I see? I see the height of what his grace has waiting for me. See, I get that. Now, I'll never taste that because he tasted that for me. I'll never, never see that because he was made that for me. But because I see what he was made for me, and I never take my eyes off of it, I see the glory that awaits me. Because my praise is all of that mercy. The royalty and the reigning jointly together with him is all because of his mercy. And he saw that for us afore. He saw that glory afore. Oh, he panted for that in ages past. He panted. The joy that was set before him wasn't just at the moment seeing the, you know, what was coming. He saw it in ages past. And brothers and sisters, it's only found gazing at the blood upon the mercy seat. You see glorified together with him and ruling and reigning with him. There. That's where you'll see it. And it's because of all that freely given mercy. Praise him that you're a vessel of it. Thank him. As Brother Paul said, that I would only be found in his righteousness. How did I get it? Mercy. Mercy. How do I grow in righteousness? More mercy. You see why you never want to get puffed up, honey? You don't want to get puffed up. That's why. That's why it hurt me. I never want to be puffed up. I want to magnify that grace. Brothers and sisters, we're a vessel of that mercy. He saw me in the mercy seat, the cherubim coming forth. He saw me. Glory for him. That's why he gladly went and boldly went. And the plan of God was and is the ecstasy of heaven. And all from his mercy. You see why those that gain that and receive that glory, as they sang today, was always at his feet. Brother Ken, just was at his feet. The treasure. Ruth going in there on the threshing floor. But you're at his feet, you're with him. I appreciated my sister, heart to heart with him. Face to face. Mercy. It's the only place you're going to see it. The only place you're going to be still and know that he's God. You're going to squirrel around as a Christian looking at anything else. You'll waste your time. And now you think about the vision of what is and as always has been in his eyes for us. Always. That's been his vision for you before a star was set in heaven. That you would just stare and grow into that golden glory. His vessel of mercy. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, my dove, I love you. My dove, my love, my only one, the only one of her mother, Grace, I love you. Can't you say it? Can't you just believe it? It's yours. Just take it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. While every head is bowed, we are... It's just wonderful to glory in your grace. And it's wonderful to be transformed by your grace into glory for you. Thank you for that mercy. We delight in it, Lord. And what a precious privilege to gather with your vessels of mercy of like precious faith. That there is nothing else. There's nothing else. And Lord, thank you for that vision. That's the enlightened eyes of understanding. That's the mystery that was sitting there in ages past. That it's just your son. It was the beautiful lamb. It's all the beautiful blood. There's nothing else. The power's in the blood. The blood that flowed freely. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, for that little red thread. We love you so. Thank you for the vision out the window. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.